This guy over here who shouted anal probe earlier. There's a reason why during a show, when we're actually playing and somebody is shouting something at us on stage, that we generally just ignore them. Because, for one, if they haven't figured out that it's so loud that we can't understand what they're saying, that they're probably really drunk anyway, or disturbed in some way. However, and for instance, one night in San Francisco, I've told this story before, and this apparently this guy saw the show. In San Francisco, at the Fillmore, somebody was shouting something emphatically at me, and what made things worse was I actually kind of knew the guy. So I leaned out into the audience to see what it was he was saying while Johnny was doing a solo, and the guy shelled very clearly, "Anal probe!" So, since then, I've sworn off listening to what the audience has to say during the song, okay? During the song, okay? So, back in April of last year, we were playing an acoustic show in Santa Cruz, and there's an older woman in the audience, I noticed. I mean, we're all getting older, but I'm talking like somebody brought their grandmother to the show. 75 years old plus. It happens sometimes. Sometimes, you know, people like, "Granny, you gotta come and check out Cracker. They're really good. You're really gonna like them." So it happens, so it's pretty normal. So part the way through the set, she kind of wanders down front. She starts shouting something at me while we're playing the song. So we get to the guitar solo. I was thinking, how bad could it be? Somebody's grandmother. So I violated my rule, and I leaned out into the audience to hear what she had to say. And she said, very clearly and distinctly, "Play the song about the whore." So, anyway. I think the story's kind of funny, all-American, wholesome story in a lot of ways. I don't talk very much on stage. We tell stories every once in a while. In Europe, we almost never do, except sometimes when we're in like places like Holland or Germany, in Scandinavia, where people do understand English pretty well, and they can kind of get my tangential sense of humor. So I told that same story in Germany, and normally they would get something like this, okay? But after I told that story, it was so quiet. It was, I mean, like crickets. Really, really quiet. Threw me off my game. As we sort of stumbled into the next song, sort of looking at each other like, what the fuck just happened? And started playing the next song. It gets to the first guitar solo, and I start thinking about this a lot. I'm prone to think a lot during the guitar solos.
He's heard them many times.
Yes. Well, it's not because of that. It's just I don't have to think about the words. So I start thinking about, well, God, I really offended these Germans tonight. Man, I guess I shouldn't have used the word whore. It's probably politically incorrect over here. I mean, it's a pretty politically correct country. So they probably, you know, say sex worker or lady of the evening. Oldest professional, you know. Something like that, you know, and I offended them with this. So start singing again. Another guitar solo comes up. Now I'm thinking a little differently. I go, well, wait a minute, you know, Germans are known for being kind of bored and jaded, you know. Maybe they're just like, maybe they have lots of songs about whores over here. And they were just like, of course she was asking for the song about the whore. My grandmother was to always sing the songs about the whores. Because these are the old traditional German folk songs. The old traditional songs, the ones with the accordions and the yodeling and the very large harmonicas, those are all songs about whores. And all the old people sing them, and they're beloved songs. They sing them at the holidays. You know those Christmas markets they have in Germany, the spiced wine? They sing those songs, those traditional songs with the big harmonicas and the accordions and the yodeling. They sing those songs about whores at the Christmas market. And everybody knows these songs. In fact, the children sing these songs in the Christmas market at the holidays. And in fact, the children sing these songs specifically after they have selected the most beloved grandmother in the village or the town and they've elected her the Christmas whore. Then all the children sing these traditional folk songs. This is what I'm thinking. This is the only explanation I could think of. So, a few nights later, we're in Denmark, that's in Scandinavia, so I thought I could tell that story again. This time I included the part about the Germans not laughing at my story. The Danes aren't fond of the Germans. Neither are the Dutch, but I didn't get 20 seconds into the German part of the story before some Dane yelled at me, "Germans have no humor!" Which was the simple explanation that I should have known the whole time. That's the point of the story, is Germans have no humor. Anyway, skip back to the grandmother in Santa Cruz. And I was sure that I'd heard her wrong. So after the song, I leaned down to her and said, "Well, hon, what song is it you want to hear?" She goes, "The song about the whore, you know." I was racking my brain about it. And then she goes, "You know, the European whore." Oh, okay.